It was the annual security conference in Munich, where some of the world's top leaders and senior defense experts gather to exchange views.
Больше того, отдельные нормы. Да, по сути, чуть ли не вся система права одного государства.
President Putin surprised his audience, accusing the United States of taking a militaristic and unilateral approach to world affairs and sparking a new arms race in the process. The U.S. Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Affairs, Peter Rodman, was there, and he says President Putin did not accomplish what he appeared to be trying to do.
If he intended in this speech, if he intended in this prestigious forum to drive a wedge between the Europeans and the United States, I think it backfired.
The director of the Russia and Eurasia program at Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies, Andrew Cutchins, agrees that European governments were generally not swayed by President Putin's speech. But he says a public opinion poll in Germany indicated that more than 65% of ordinary Germans agreed with the Russian president.
With general populations in Europe and many other places around the world, I think many of the things that Mr. Putin had to say were received well.
Cutchin says that is probably particularly true in such countries as China, Brazil, and India, all of which, like Russia, want to play a larger role in world affairs and have concerns about the Bush administration's willingness to use military force. He says the speech likely resonated in the Middle East, too, and he notes that President Putin visited three Middle Eastern countries immediately after he left Germany.
His goal, since he became president, and what he sees now as his likely legacy, was to promote a Russian recovery to assure that Russia would be a pole in a multipolar world, and that the United States, in particular, needs to pay attention to the interests of Russia.
In a VOA interview in advance of his retirement on Friday, Assistant Defense Secretary Rodman said President Putin's accusations are old and inaccurate. He says the United States has been working multilaterally on a variety of problems, including the efforts to address growing nuclear capabilities in Iran and North Korea. Still, he says, the Putin speech is a matter for concern.
I think this reflects a disturbing tone in Russian foreign policy, a disturbing new turn, if you will, in Russian foreign policy. So I think this is was a wake-up call for our European allies and for all of us.
Rodman says the Western allies should now watch closely to see what follows the speech.
Speeches are not what's decisive. What's decisive are our actions. And so we will wait to see if some of this rhetoric is backed up by disturbing action.
Rodman says the United States wants to continue to build a constructive relationship with Russia. That comment reflects the cautious response to President Putin offered by U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who spoke at the Munich conference the following day.
The real world we inhabit is different and a much more complex world than that of 20 or 30 years ago. We all face many common problems and challenges that must be addressed in partnership with other countries, including Russia.
At a U.S. Senate hearing this week, the new U.S. Intelligence Director, Mike McConnell, had a somewhat more ominous analysis of what was behind the Putin speech.
Those that he is listening to are extremely conservative and very suspicious of the United States and interpret things through a lens that portrays Russia as the downtrodden, or we're trying to hold them back to the advantage of the United States. And my reading of that is they're not interpreting the lens correctly.
The Interfax News Agency reports a Russian Foreign Ministry spokesman called McConnell's comments old, outdated, and not based on anything. In the VOA interview, Peter Rodman said it was clear to him that the sentiments in the speech reflected President Putin's personal views.
I also saw him mark it up. He was marking up his text before he went on. So I think this speech reflects his real thoughts. It wasn't just something prepared by others.
Russia expert Andrew Cutchins agrees with that, saying the views and the style reflect many other Putin speeches he has heard, read, and analyzed.
That was pure Putin. Pure Putin. Unadulterated. Unplugged. And unfortunately, it does strike a chord around the world.
But Cutchin says the speech will likely not be well received in Eastern and Central Europe, where he says new Western allies remain wary of any Russian effort to assert itself more strongly. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.